Welcome back, all glovers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. I am motherfucking T-Buds.
I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fucking sensational.
You look sensational.
I feel sensational.
Why you feel sensational, T-Buds?
I got brand new lotion I put on my skin.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's nice. So, almost the end of 2008.
Just about. I can't really
can
see
you believe it. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
Can you believe it? I'm shocked.
It's been an okay year. We started our podcast. Got everything going.
Got a new president. Yep. African-American president. Brand new. That's a first. Obama. A first. Obama.
La, 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 Obama.
What else has happened? Britney Spears is singing again. Isn't it like a circus?
Womanizer, womanizer, I'm a womanizer. You're a woman. I don't watch. I don't know. Something like
it's
that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And we got the worst movies of 2008.
Yep, you got the worst coming to you.
Worst coming to you.
If you didn't guess it already by the title when you downloaded this podcast.
Yeah, it's what the movies that we've seen.
Our next podcast will be the best. So we're doing the best and the worst. It's out of the movies we're seeing. We got to do all the different categories for you. We got comedy.
Action.
Horror. Sci-fi.
Bzz, bzz.
Drama. Romance. And mystery/thriller.
Question mark?
Yep.
So, let's start off with, what should we start off with? Comedy?
Let's start off with comedy.
All right, let's start off.
At random.
At random. The worst comedy of 2008 is, drum roll.
One second.
Drum roll. Or
I'm not doing a drum roll. We're doing that noise.
All right.
Ready? Is.
I need that sound when I come on chick's titties. Boom, boom. Yeah. All right. Now we'll start again. Okay. And the worst comedy of 2008. What the F are you? What the? It's not, and the worst comedy of 2008 is. Don't mess with the Zohan.
Oh.
No.
What a bad movie.
Adam Sandler. Yeah. That pretty much sums it up. That sound. Okay, so Adam Sandler's supposed to be like a Middle Eastern motherfucking, you know.
But he's not. He's like Jewish.
Yeah, but he's like a Jewish secret op guy. Who
no, can, but who, he but he doesn't even look. He just.
Yeah, and that's not the worst part. The whole time, his accent's French.
Yeah,
he's doing like a French accent. I don't get it.
He doesn't even look Middle Eastern.
And then he decides to be like a hairstylist, and what he does is he just cuts hair, and then he has sex with them afterwards. And it's funny, supposedly, because it's all old people. So Adam Sandler's having sex with old people after he gives a haircut.
But he doesn't know any better because he's from the Middle East, so he thinks that that's his idea of beautiful.
Maybe it would have been funny if he was a special op from Delaware having sex with women. Because,
in Dover.
In Dover. Bend him over. In Dover.
And then, or maybe he was like, a special ops in like New Zealand, and then he came to Delaware to be a hairstylist.
And he'd be like, "Good day, mate.
Yeah,
we're gonna cut your hair, and then we're gonna plow your cuda. Good day, mate." That's what. Then it would be funny.
Yeah.
No, he's like,
"I'm laughing."
He's like, "Oh, that's not nice. I'm not funny. I am the Zohan.
I am doing stereotypical Middle Eastern accent, but it still sounds French.
It's just funny because guys aren't supposed to cut the hairs, so it's all gay jokes. Ha, 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 ha. Because that's all I'm good at writing is gay jokes, because I'm Adam Sandler, and I'm a fucking homo that needs a dick down his mouth. He needs a big fucking dick shoved up his nose and stab him in the brain. That's what Adam Sandler needs. He needs Morgan Freeman's dick up his nose. If he had half the talent that Morgan Freeman's dick had, he'd be on his way.
Yeah.
He'd be on his way. I'm not joking.
To more dick.
To more dick. Yeah, he'd be on his way to Morgan Freeman's dick up his nose. He would sneeze out semen, Morgan Freeman's semen, which would be magical. He'd have to sprinkle it on his kids and hope that his kids get that much talent from Morgan Freeman's semen. Or maybe, no, what he should do? He should take the semen out of his nose and then maybe finger his wife. So then she gets pregnant with Morgan Freeman's kids. So maybe he'll have some talent in that family. And maybe they'll be able to do voiceover in his movies and they'll be somewhat decent to listen to. Am I right, Blue?
Yeah.
It's agreed. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right. Next on our list is the worst action flick of 2008.
And it is...
This shouldn't come to any surprise to you motherfuckers. Hancock.
Yeah. We've already done a podcast about us. We're just going to recap briefly for those of you who haven't left.
T-Buds wanted to masturbate in a fire with glass.
Yep, with glass.
That's pretty much what the movie made T-Boys want to do.
Superhero movie that's not really a superhero movie, more of a coming-of-age tale. No action sequences, really lame, spoon-feeds the audience.
Makes no fucking sense.
Makes no sense. It's
Hancock!
Yeah, it's...
Slow motion.
Totally horrible.
Sprinkler scene.
Yeah.
Where he's dying. Stupid. Fucking stupid.
Very.
Maybe Morgan Freeman needs to rape Will Smith. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We should have said Morgan Freeman rape everyone who's a bad actor.
Pretty much. Everyone on this list needs to be raped by Morgan Freeman.
One extra hard.
Yeah. But we'll get to that later. That's the worst movie of 2008. We'll get to that later. Okay, now we'll go to worst horror movie.
Horror movie. Okay.
Horror.
Now this movie, before we get into it, this movie, first of all, they've dragged this on way too long.
And they're supposed to make four more.
They're supposed to make four more. It's just dragged on way too long. I don't know how this guy can... I mean, first of all, let's look at the title. The movie is... Saw 5.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Saw 5.
It is the worst... It's the guy that writes the Saw movies, it started out as a college thesis project. That one scene with the girl with the jaws.
Yeah.
The jaws that are snapped backwards and he's got to cut the person open. That was the project. Yeah. They have the original footage on YouTube. You can watch the original scene from his college project. Only it's a guy in the trap instead of a girl.
Oh.
And then I don't know. It's just the
it's like an adventure through Delaware. That's pretty much what the movie's like.
It's just
like taking the trolley through Delaware and be like, wow, this is Delaware.
Nice. And then when you get to the end, getting back on for the return trip through Delaware and just keep going around.
And they show you the same monuments, but then there's no monuments in Delaware, so it's pretty much them just showing you trees. Be like, oh, this is a tree in Delaware. The state bug's a ladybug. There's a ladybug. That's pretty much what Saw 5 is. The ladybug in Delaware.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
In Dover, in Delaware.
In Dover, in Delaware. Yeah, Saw 5, pretty much, it's a continuation of Saw 4. You know, it starts right after that. It's supposed to start like 5 minutes after, if you've seen Saw 4. And it pretty much tells the story of how the guy in Saw... If you see Saw 4 and it doesn't make any fucking sense, you find out why it doesn't make any fucking sense in Saw 5.
But it's like, hey, you gotta wait then until Saw 5 to find out why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so it's pretty much... They use Saw 4 to not make any sense, so Saw 5 had a purpose. But then they do the same shit in Saw 5, so now you have to see Saw 6 to make sense of Saw 5. It's fucking stupid.
And then Saw 6 is gonna make sense, and then you gotta see Saw 7.
Yeah, they're pretty much just gonna make it like at the end of every movie, there's going to be, like, a new, like, killer or, like, a new, like, guy that the original Jigsaw, like, or woman, like, you know, the original Jigsaw had a plan about, and then you find out their story. It's fucking Delaware. Don't see it.
Okay. That's what happens, like, since Saw 1. It's like, Saw 1 actually kind of wrapped up at the end, though. It's like, you know. Yeah.
And Saw 2 wrapped up, too.
Yeah.
Saw 2 was like, holy shit.
The girl's taking over.
It had a twist. But then all of a sudden, Saw 3, Saw 4, it's like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers? And then Saw 5 is the same thing. It's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Like, after Saw 2, they just started a whole new storyline with the girl, and it's like, just kept going with that. With there.
Yeah, they're like, we can't figure out any cool twist, so we're just going to fucking...
We're going to make her die. Then make, or like,
cliffhanger.
You know, yeah, we're going to make, you know, someone else take over, then someone else is going to take over, then someone else.
And then we're gonna flashback.
Yeah, and then when we learn their stories, we're gonna realize that it was all the plan all along of.
But what makes the story the worst movie in 2008 horror movie in 2008 is, I'm sitting there and it's about a cop. It's kind of like a mystery movie too. The cop's trying to find out who like the Jigsaw guy is, like who like you know the original Jigsaw passed on like his apprentice. So he's sitting there and he goes to the rooms with all the murderers. And he was like, tell me what happened. Tell me what happened in this room. And he's sitting there. He's like, what happened? What happened? And all of a sudden, flashback, showing what happened. So the audience knows what happens. You don't think the cop would. But the cop's like, oh, he came in here and killed this person.
He kind of figures it out.
He figures it out. I was like, and I'm starting looking around. I was like, does this motherfucker see the flashback? Where do you see that? And then he would pretty much describe the entire 5-minute flashback to you. Be like, oh, thank God.
In detail?
Yeah, he'd pretty much describe it like action for action. Be like, oh, good thing he saw the flashback and could describe it to me because I missed it. I couldn't figure it out. Thank you. Thank you, Saw 5. Thank you. That's why you are the worst horror movie of 2008.
Is the cop watching this movie too?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. All right, now we'll go to the worst drama. 2008.
Worst drama. We just did a podcast about this yesterday.
And
it is
Blindness. All right, I got into a little side tangent yesterday. I really didn't. Pretty much, I will tell you. I'll recap it. It's about people.
You didn't get to a certain part.
Yeah, that made it the worst movie of 2008. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Blue Smoke. Okay, everybody goes blind. They get sent to a fucking concentration camp. Stupid Mark Ruffalo's wife.
The lady who can't see. The lady who can see doesn't do nothing about anything.
Don't do shit. She sits there and get raped.
Yeah.
And raped in the ass.
And then just leaves.
And then leaves. Leaves. She didn't even twist the motherfucker's dick off when he was inside her and fucking stab him in the eye or something. She just took it like a fucking slut. Bitch is a fucking slut. Anyway, so the worst part is Mark Ruffalo then doesn't see his wife as a wife anymore. He sees him, sees her as his mother because she has to take care of him because she can see and he can't. So she has to like wipe his ass and bathe him because he's a blind motherfucker.
He's blind,
Mark
so he
Ruffalo.
Can't wipe his ass. Yeah.
So
he doesn't know. He doesn't know where it is anymore.
Yeah. He's like, oh, where is it? I'm a leg. I can't find it. Maybe it moved on me. Maybe it walked away because I'm blind. So Mark Ruffalo and this other chick start being like, what's up, baby? Want fuck? Yeah.
But it's like,
fuck.
Well, she could be standing right there as he's doing it.
Oh, she does. She walks in, but she doesn't say a word. She's the most useless seeing person ever. She catches her husband cheating on her, and she just sits there. And she's like, oh. And then she doesn't say anything. She just walks away. Like, what? Okay, that's not even a point.
Yeah, just keep going.
That makes it worse, too. But, so Mark Ruffalo's like, sup, baby, I want to come on your titties. And she's like, oh, Mark Ruffalo, motherfucker, twist my nipples. And he's like, all right, baby, let's do this. And I'm sitting at the theater, I'm like, there's going to be a motherfucking blind sex scene, is there? There's going to be a motherfucking blind sex scene. So they start making out. They start licking each other's titties and shit. And they're like,
each other's?
Yeah, they start licking. She starts, you know, grabbing his dick. And he's like, oh, give me your titties, baby. And then, fucking, all of a sudden it goes flash. And there's a blind sex scene. You see what they see during the sex scene. You just hear...
It's like, it's a POV blind scene.
POV blind scene, white milky shit going, not that kind of milky shit, but like it was like they were
that
having,
sounds kinky.
Yeah, it was like they were having sex and milk. It was like, you just see like white
blurs.
You just see white blurs and it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, Mark Ruffalo, suck on my titties. Your dick is so big, Mark Ruffalo. And he's like, I can't see your titties, but I'll try to find them. I'll try to find them. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is the worst movie ever. Worst drama of 2008. Blindness makes me want to shit on them since they're not going to be able to see it, so they can smell it. So they can smell it with their fucking nose.
Like, there's shit somewhere in this room.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is because I'm blind, but it's somewhere.
All right, Blue Smoke, you want to take the next one? The worst romance of 2008?
Worst romance.
Da-da-dun!
Sex in the City.
Fuck. That's all I can say about that one is fuck. Cocksucker!
Wait. Sex in the City. There's a little side note. Fine print. C podcast.
You don't understand why the fuck it's the worst romance of 2008.
Yeah, worst romance. I mean,
we're not even going to describe it because Tebow can get angry. Tebow can get angry.
It's bad.
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 Delaware.
Even for fans of the show, it's bad.
Bad.
T-Buzz's mom is like the biggest hardcore Sex and City fan.
My mom wanted a shit all over. She wanted diarrhea on them bitches' face.
They both diarrhea. They both masturbated in fires after that.
Yeah, me and my mom had a masturbate in the fire afterwards to get the stench of Sex and the City off our private parts. Yeah, what happened? All right, so we'll move on to the worst mystery / thriller of vantage point of. I gave it away of 2008.
Is
motherfucking
Vantage Point.
Dennis Quaid.
Everyone knows this movie's horrible. Everyone knows that the movie, all the flashbacks they show, they just keep repeating the same flashbacks throughout
the
whole movie.
It's cool for the first like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but then when they keep repeating everything over again, it's just. And then the worst part of the movie, the best worst / best part of the movie, Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. Dennis Quaid is driving a motherfucking Mini Cooper, right? This motherfucker is driving on staircases. Nothing happened to Mini Cooper, right? You think something happened to Mini Cooper? He's driving on staircases? No, nothing happened to Mini Cooper. Then all of a sudden, this motherfucker gets hit by a fucking semi-truck. Smash! Into the motherfucking wall. It's like pancaked. What does Dennis Quaid do? Is he dead? Is he dead? Is he going to get away to the hospital? Is he cut up in the face? No, he just punches out the window and climbs out the windshield. It's like, motherfucker, I'm real. I'm real, bitch. I'm Dennis motherfucking Quaid. He gets shot in the chest. What does he do? He just holds his chest. He's like, oh, my titty. And he fucking shoots at the terrorist motherfuckers and kills him.
Yeah.
What does Dennis Quaid think he motherfucking is? Terminator? He's not the Terminator. He does fucking Quaid. He needs to stick to, you know, family comedies.
Yeah, like Rain Man.
And like The Rookie.
No, that's not...
That's not
Dennis Quaid.
That's not Dennis Quaid.
I got my actors mixed up.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, he needs to stay to like The Rookie.
Yeah, The Rookie.
The Rookie and that other one that he does. where he bangs the black guy in the asshole. You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah. That's probably his real life because he's a fucking homo. Dennis Quaid's a fucking homo. That's why his name's Dennis. What the fuck? Why the fuck would you call your name Dennis? That sounds like dentist. Why would you call your kid something that sounds like dentist? Maybe like if you call like instead of fireman, you call it firema. Hi, my kid's name's firema. It's not fireman.
All right, we're going on.
I'm just saying.
Moving on.
Now we're gonna move on to the worst movie in 2008.
But it's also the worst sci-fi.
And I'm pretty sure you motherfuckers, if you listen to us,
if you've been listening to our podcast, you know what's coming up.
Diarrhea. Lots of diarrhea.
Lots of diarrhea.
Steamy diarrhea on a cold January night. What kind of night? M Night. That's what kind of night. Yeah. M Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
That's the sound of diarrhea. Squish. I need to get a squish noise. Talk about The Happening.
I want to,
but I don't.
Okay. I'm going to call M. Night Shyamalan. I'm going to be like, M. Night, this is the producer. We want to make a Happening 2. We want to make a Happening 2. And he's going to run out of his house, and he's going to leave his daughter in the house. And I'm going to burn down his daughter's house. I'm going to burn down his house with his daughter in it. But I'm not going to have her die. Not yet, motherfucker. I'm not going to have this bitch die yet. I'm going to rescue her from the fire. So she's scarred, like her face is all fired, scarred and everything, and bloody, and she has no hair, and her face is melted like Freddy Krueger's. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna rape her. I'm gonna come all over her fucking fire wounds. Yeah, that's what you laugh, Blue Smoke, but that's what I'm gonna come over her fire wounds. But first, I'm gonna make sure I get fucking AIDS before I come on her fire wounds. And then I'm gonna give it back to M. Night and not tell her that she has AIDS. And I'm gonna cut his hand open so he touches my cum, her cum burn filled face. Wounds. Yeah, her burn fucking fire wounds. So he gets AIDS. And then I'm gonna. What the fuck? Was that the AIDS music, motherfucker? And then I'm going. When he starts. I'm going to make sure his daughter starts dying from the AIDS, and I'm going to make sure she goes through the most painful death ever, and then I'm going to rip one of her eyes out and skull fuck her right in front of M. Night Shyamalan, and then I'm going to diarrhea in her eye socket, fill her head up with diarrhea, and then slit her fucking throat, and then I'm going to force M. Night to have sex in her daughter's throat wound. That's what the fucking happening. I can't stand the happening. Thinks he's getting another motherfucking dollar out of me. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking. And then she's gonna be fucking dead in the fucking ocean. I'm going to shit all over her mouth and make her chew it while she watches. And then I'm gonna take a pixie stick. And then I'm gonna make sure that some other dude, fucking some prison convict that was fucking, you know, arrested on like 3 counts of rape her. So then M. Night beats the shit out of her because he thinks she's cheating on him. And then I'm gonna make sure. I got it. I hate M. Night Shyamalan.
Are we done? I had to censor you out a little bit there.
Sorry. It was getting a little graphic.
Yeah. Pixie sticks? Come on.
Pixie sticks.
But okay.
So those were the worst movies of 2008. Comedy was Don't Mess With the Zohan. Action, Hancock. Sci-fi and the worst movie of 2008, The Happening. Worst drama was Blindness, worst romance was Sex and the City, and worst mystery thriller was Vantage Point. Now we go to the pick of the day. Blue Smoke, that's all you, motherfucker. I lose my voice because of M. Night motherfucking Shyamalan. I swear to God, this motherfucker is pissing me off, Blue. Pissing me off, Blue. This motherfucker don't even realize what I did.
All right. Pick of the day. Let me lay it down for you.
Let it down for us, motherfucker.
Let me lay it down for you. Okay, the pick of the day.
The day.
We got... Let's see what we got here. Oh.
Why the fuck is his name M. Night?
Okay. What's his first name? Marshall? Mike?
Maybe motherfucker.
Motherfucking nut? Okay. Okay, we got Andrew W.K., Party Hard.
Come down the face.
Song about drinking beer, dudes.
Yeah, dudes.
So here we go. Andrew W.K., Party Hard. We'll be right back.
M. Night sucks. Let's get the motherfucker. Let's kill M. Night Shyamalan. Let's kill that motherfucker.
I never understood Andrew WK. He sings. He looks like he's like headbanging, like it's metal. But it's like pop metal. It's like
we like
pop.
What we do.
Yeah, we like what we do. And he's like, he plays like two chords on the piano every once in a while. Yeah, that's all he does. Okay, I'm done. All
right, motherfuckers. That is the end of this podcast, The Worst Movies of 2008. Check out our MySpace page for more information.
www.myspace.com/tbud630. That's TBUDZ 630.
Leave us a comment. Tell us what you want us to hear talk about, because we need message. Shit to talk about.
Peace, love, jam juice, everyone at the dub. Ghetto's F.
Motherfucker. Diarrhea in a night's bed. Money shot.